our Bible
reading. So
reading
from
for
Matthew
this morning
9,
comes from the Gospel of Matthew
to 10, verse 1.
When you are praying, do
while
not
he
heap
was saying
up
these
empty
things
phrases
to them,
as the Gentiles
suddenly,
do.
A leader of the
but
synagogue
they think
came in
that
and
they
knelt
will
before
be
him,
heard because
saying,
of their many words.
My daughter has just
do
died.
Not be like them.
But come
for
and
your
lay
father
your hand
knows
on her, and
what
she
you
will
need
live.
Before you ask.
And Jesus got up and followed him
pray
with
then
his disciples.
In this way.
Then
our
suddenly,
Father in heaven,
a woman
hallowed
who had been
be
suffering
your name,
from hemorrhages
your
for
kingdom
12 years
come, your
came
will
up
be
behind
done
him
on
and
earth
touched the fringe
as it is
of his
in
cloak.
Give us
but
this day
so
our
she
daily
said
bread,
to herself,
and forgive us our
if
debts,
I only touch
as
his cloak,
we also have
I will
forgiven
be
our
made
debtors.
Well.
And do not bring us to the
Jesus
time
turned,
of trial,
and seeing her,
but
he
rescue
said,
us from
take
evil.
Heart, daughter.
This is
your
the
faith
word
has
Lord.
Made you well.
Thanks be to God.
And instantly the
Alison.
Woman was made well. When Jesus came to the leader's house and
thanks,
saw the
Susie.
Flute players
we're quite
and
packed
the crowd
in here today.
Making a commotion,
good to see all of you.
Said,
and for anyone that doesn't know me,
go
I'm
away.
Alison.
For the girl
let's
is not dead, but sleeping.
Think about this passage.
And they laughed
prayer.
At him. But when the crowd
well,
had been
so
put outside, he went in and took her by the hand. And the girl got
given
up.
Us a way to have
and the report of
with
this
you.
Spread throughout
that
district.
We each understand more about that.
As Jesus went from there, two blind men followed him, crying loudly, have mercy on us,
so,
son of David.
We are starting to
when
think
he entered
about
the house,
prayer today,
the blind
and we're
men
really
came to
getting
him,
to grips with the
basics. And Jesus said to them,
and as Andrew mentioned,
do you
we're
believe
going to be
that I am
a
able to do this?
So I'm going to start
they
off
said
and then
to him,
I'll pass over
yes,
to Stephanie, and then we'll
then
hear
he touched their eyes
well.
And said,
so hopefully you will get
according
lots
to your faith,
let
it be done to
really
you.
Important topic.
And their eyes were opened.
This is a really pertinent thing.
Then Jesus sternly ordered them.
It's a period
see
of reflection
no
in this church.
This.
We're really going to be
but they
leaning
went away
into
and spread the
in
news
all
about
of its
throughout
wonder
that district.
And richness. So thinking about that individually,
after they had gone away,
on a one-to-one
a demoniac
basis with one
who
other
was
person,
was brought
in
to
small
him.
Groups and as
and
a
when
church.
The demon had been cast out,
prayer is
the one who had been mute spoke
with God.
And the
it's
crowds were amazed
hugely,
and said,
hugely
never has anything like this been seen in
an
Israel.
Amazing privilege that we have.
But the Pharisees said, by the ruler of demons, he casts out the demons. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest
and just
to send
as our
out laborers into
people
his
vary, and the way in which we interact with them
then
might
Jesus
be a
summoned
different.
His 12 disciples
the way in which
and
each
gave
of
them
us
authority
talks to
over unclean
God
spirits
vary a bit
to cast
well.
Them out and
but
to cure
he is
every
desperate
disease
to hear from
and every sickness.
And talk to all of us.
This is the
and
word
to help
of the
reflect
Lord.
That variety, we hope
thanks
that each of us will
God.
Give a slightly different angle on our experience of prayer and
thank
bring
you, Stephanie. Well, let's pray as we get into
use the phrase,
our
keep it
week's
simple,
teaching on prayer.
Keep it
so,
honest,
Lord,
keep it going.
Thank you for your word. Thank you for all that's
so
captured of your
Stephanie,
time and your earthy ministry.
Section,
may that be a guide and inspiration to each of us this morning, we pray. Amen.
Okay. Hello, everybody.
Jesus
so
said to them,
about keeping
do
it
you believe that I
in
am
our reading,
able to
Jesus
do this?
Starts by saying,
hey, the two blind men said to him,
praying,
yes, Lord.
Do not heap up empty
then he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith,
they think that
let
they
it be done
because
to you.
Of their many
and their
words.
Eyes were opened.
But it's so easy,
do
isn't
you
it, to
believe
think that there's
that
a
God
right way and therefore
prayer.
Also a wrong way to
that
pray.
Is what we're going
to
be looking at
that we have to get
today.
The words right. And
this idea that prayer is not only that we can speak directly to God, but that
really
he hears us and can answer us in
our prayers
return.
Don't have to be fancy.
Now, sometimes, if we're honest, we can be happy to think
clever.
That this might be the sort of thing
just
answer prayer happens for other people.
He just wants us to
but
talk
maybe
to
it doesn't kind of apply to me in the same way. Maybe I'm not
and
that
I love
kind
that
of Christian.
Jesus starts his
or I don't have enough
with our
faith
Father.
For that sort of
I'm
thing.
I'm aware that we will all have different
and,
experiences
in our reading
of talking
today,
to our
we're going
to
see four very different sets of
definitely whenever
people.
I call my parents
and,
on the phone,
four
my
sets
dad
of
answers, he immediately
prayers.
Says...
And they all have something in common.
It's taken a good few years of me reminding him that
faith.
He's also my parent and I could talk
now,
to
Greek
him.
The Greek word that's translated here as faith
it.
Is the word
so he's maybe not my best image
and literally
God in that
translated, it means to
but
trust
by referring to God as
or
Father,
to have confidence
Jesus
in.
Is reminding us that
and in all their
us.
Different levels
and
of
that he
certainty,
sees us as his
all
children.
Of these sets of people we're going to look at,
when
they all
God
trust
child,
that Jesus is capable
he doesn't mind if I get my words mixed up. or a saving.
And that's a really important definition for us to kind of get early on in this talk, is that faith here doesn't mean trust in how good or how devout a follower of God they are, or trusting in their own beliefs and their own practices will make a difference. It's not self-help, it's not self-actualization, it's completely the opposite. Faith is about trusting that only Jesus can do it.
And I felt like my prayers just didn't quite measure up to that.
That is the faith.
Even now,
I would love us all to think about growing in.
But I realized
trusting
that, actually
that Jesus really can hear and really can answer our
prayers.
And
my Heavenly Father doesn't
And as we're about to see, it doesn't matter how ironclad your faith is or how shaky that
it's
faith
to come
be.
To him with simple
it doesn't
language,
seem to make a difference to Jesus
and
whatsoever.
Confused sentences.
So first up, we have good old Jairus, named in other gospel accounts of this. He is the synagogue leader whose daughter has just died. He comes to Jesus and kneels before him saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her and she will live."
It's good to be realistic.
So maybe we hear this account of Jairus and we go, well, perhaps he's somebody who is completely bold and completely confident in what he thinks Jesus can do.
We've all read about
saints. But equally, you could read his approach and go, well, here's a desperate parent who would do absolutely anything to see the circumstances change. Maybe Jesus is that kind of last shake of the dice to see if something can be different. And sometimes we might find ourselves in that place, might we? We might ask Jesus for something in prayer because we've come to the end of ourselves. It's not pretty. We don't have it all together. And guess what? As we see in
There's
this passage,
when I have been
that's
really,
okay.
Really busy in life,
Jesus still hears us.
Felt too busy
and
to
as we read next, the little girl is brought
but
back
this
to
simple,
life.
Short,
he still answers
prayer
those
has been
prayers.
A staple.
Up
Everyone
next is the unnamed lady who is
unwell. In the
middle
of a work day.
Jesus sees her. He says, take heart, daughter. He says,
or when
your
you're
faith
running late for something
has made
important.
You well. And instantly, the woman was made well. And here's that Greek word again, pistis, faith. Well, what did her trust look like? How did
Sometimes
her trust that Jesus could do this
more complicated
manifest?
Than they need
well,
to
we
be,
read that
and
in
so
the
we
preceding
create
verses.
For ourselves.
Then suddenly,
think that we have to
a woman who'd been
right,
suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the
really
fringe of his cloak.
For
she said
to
herself,
praying.
If I only touch his cloak,
is, as
I will
said,
be made well.
People pray in different ways.
Again,
and God
this
doesn't
isn't
mind
a picture of somebody who has
as long as we do
their faith all together, all sorted out.
One of the ways that I pray is using the
In
Church
fact, in
England
other
daily
accounts
prayer.
Of this encounter, we read that she'd seen many doctors. She'd tried lots of conventional approaches before turning to Jesus.
And I'm not always super
And her trust
attentive.
Is just big enough
so I don't listen
to reach
necessarily
out for
really
him
carefully
in the
to
crowd
every single word every
barely
single day.
Touch his cloak.
But I find
and
the
yet,
repetition
what do we see?
Of the liturgy each day is helpful
That amount
for me.
Of faith that Jesus answers prayers is sufficient.
And focusing
we
on
don't
the words
have to have
I'm
it all
using.
Perfectly worked out in our heads.
It helps me instead
that would be
to
trusting
focus
in our faith. We just need to have enough
I know
enough
that some other people find this
Jesus
format
might be
too
able
formal
to do
and wordy and unhelpful.
And similarly,
and
we don't
okay.
have to be bold to approach
because
him. Jairus walks
said,
right in, but
right
this lady, it's all right.
Wrong
it shows
wrong
us that if we
pray.
Feel small
you just have to start
or inadequate
to God
at asking.
And explore different ways of praying.
And then we have our blind men. They're probably the most confident, actually, of the group. As Jesus, verse 27, went on from there, two
Thanks,
blind men
Stephanie.
Followed him, crying loudly,
so,
have mercy on us, son of David.
Three different things. We're going to focus
now,
on keeping it
while
honest.
We might not have many details about
so
why
really
their trust in Jesus' capacity to heal them was so strong, that they felt they could just walk right up to him and boldly ask, it's only
honest.
Guesswork, really,
Life
for us.
Is not like
but
that
I wonder,
time.
Perhaps these were people who had
was,
grown in confidence
we can't live
in what
in
God could do. And when they cried out to, when they cried out to him, perhaps they were people who'd
God
seen other
us,
incidences of God answering prayer.
We struggle,
and when they recognized God Almighty in Jesus,
like
they knew, something
he
within them knew, that they could trust him. And I wonder if that's something we all aspire to, isn't it? Of getting to that point over a lifetime of knowing Jesus, where we know we can simply cry out to him in full trust that we will be heard and
that
he will reply.
Guilty or ashamed about.
Now the final
the
person
says,
is a demon-possessed
mute.
Now interestingly here,
God
there's no pistis. We read nothing
anyway.
Of their faith because
so
the
no
demon-possessed mute doesn't come under their own volition. They are
He's
brought,
aware,
not by their own choice,
to
but by
he
others,
wants us
presumably
to
friends
to
or
build that relationship
family.
With him.
And that's a really good encouragement to me, that we are to pray for other people. We are to use our trust and share that in praying.
And you might think there are some people
for
who are professional prayers, to make Jesus, have Jesus make a difference at any moment
in their lives, whether they believe in him
or
not.
Andrew or Susie or Stephanie or Helen.
I would say someone who's been involved in Alpha over the last goodness knows how many years. I have lost count
of the number of people who I've seen come to faith,
for whom there was at least one, if not many people, who had been praying for.
He wants us to talk.
Usually that they had
including
no
the moments
awareness
when we're
of.
Upset or anxious or feeling low.
So in these four
all
different
those things
people,
that we might
these
want
four
to
different
ignore,
groups of people, I hope
carpet,
there are some examples there that might encourage us all that we can be a little bit bolder in asking Jesus for things
member.
In prayer. It's a reassurance, I hope, that
really
we don't have to be a perfect Christian to do so. We just need to trust that
he might not
can
want to talk
and may
to God about
answer.
Those things, but actually,
it doesn't matter if that trust is
he
very
wants
small.
To hear about it all.
It doesn't matter if that comes from a place of not knowing what else to try.
Way,
or even if that request is not asked for someone
Father.
Else.
God wants us to
and
come
I believe
to him
that Jesus
with our whole
always
lives, not just the bits
prayers.
We think are shiny and
how
clean.
He answers them
and certainly
is a complete
just
other topic entirely. And we could have a whole different
angry,
sermon series on that.
Tell God about
but if you want a broad
him,
brushstroke
him
answer,
if needs be.
I think prayers
bring
largely receive answers
in
one of three ways.
And ugliness.
A yes.
Don't
a no,
hold back because of how you're feeling and the circumstances around.
Now, when the answer
don't
to our prayers are no and wait,
like
that can be A, extremely
better.
Hard to hear, and B, extremely
if
difficult
tired,
to
tell
live
God
with.
You're tired. Don't wait
and next week, Susie is going to be speaking, and that's going
to
be her
think
topic is looking at
in,
how do we deal with unanswered prayer? How do we
there,
understand that? How do we process that in our lives?
You also don't need to wait.
So for the no and waits, come back same time, same place next week.
You can be in the middle of an argument.
This week, I
want to
focus on the times where that answer is yes.
Pray about it.
So in our text, we see that played out in very dramatic fashion. We see the sick healed, we see eyes opened, we see demons cast out, and a resurrection. Do these things happen today? Yes, I believe they do. But I also believe that what we're reading here in Scripture is at one end of a very broad spectrum of answers to prayer.
There's lots and lots of information.
I look at my own life, and the majority of prayers that I've seen
answered
have been on a much more everyday part of
that
scale.
God wants to hear from us.
And that, I think, is because Jesus is just as interested in getting me through a tricky conversation, or giving me the headspace to complete a piece of work, or the patience not to get too frustrated when the kids still haven't put their shoes on at the fourth time of asking before going to school.
Speaking truth to
and
God.
Those answers, again, in the scripture, we see them come instantly.
Really helps.
But again, in my experience, sometimes the answers to prayer take place over time, over a period of weeks, months, or even years.
So in short,
and we will all experience
different
degrees of trauma and hurt and loss and pain
so
along the last way. That's part of the human experience.
Gallison and Stephanie.
And
well,
again, I think
this is a
big
joy. The final leg,
which we see prayers.
Really,
I'm going to share with
you
I think
some
healing.
More practical advice.
Often for
some
us,
great resources already.
Looks like
and I'm
going to
give
some
top tips, particularly just
as
much
many
as
of us
could
actually
getting started and getting into a habit.
And again,
with
I think
prayer.
Often
it's something perhaps you tried and
it's not done with a click of Jesus' fingers and boom, the pain.
A couple of
really,
but I think often what we see is those prayers are answered over a kind of Jesus
regular
with
us.
Gradually bringing
Stephanie
transformation.
Has already said,
5 minutes a day
over a
is better than 1 hour once a week. It really is.
One final
two.
I'd like
here's
to touch
the thing: how are you going
to
find a regular time to pray?
You're
going to
Andrew,
the idea
I'm busy.
How am I going to
do that?
Well,
that
Jesus
what
calls
you already
us to be like him
each day,
and to call out to his Father in heaven
on behalf
or alongside.
No.
So verse 36, we see when he saw the crowds, he had compassion
in earnest, trying to develop
because they were harassed and
rhythm of prayer.
Like sheep
I used to have
without a
10-minute walk.
He said to his disciples,
the
harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
Was working.
Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest.
So that's what I knew I had this journey
every single day.
Jesus summoned his 12
and so what I did is I
swapped
out
my
headphones
and
listening
to
music,
and I decided to use
that same slot of time
in order to pray as
followers of Jesus.
We
and
too
then I
can
built
be
that
sent
out
a little bit
because
I was waiting for
tube station, which meant
I
was going to
pray
go and get
on
and the tube.
I was
going to
go
into town. It was going
we
to
can
take
do that
same
in our own
30 minutes,
whatever
it was, each day.
And
so
well,
again,
one
Lent, I decided
years
I
swap out
periodically.
I
have a notebook,
paper,
and at the start of the week, I just write
1 through 10
for reading
in a list,
and I'll write the 10 people, places, things I'm going
to
pray for each day.
I didn't have to change a thing
that week
in my routine. I just did what I was doing
and review the next week. What's been answered, what still needs.
So if you're thinking, oh gosh, how do I fit this
in? And I often still do that as a way of praying for others in my personal
that you're already doing.
But also, we need to think now, about praying.
That's kind of a really great starting place.
We are nowadays regrow our prayer ministry to
wash and dress and feed the cats
so that when we have church services in person.
And I do that again.
We'll have, because I like a trained team of people.
Is pray in the house.
It's one of the only times Jesus to make house
that
is
difference. Quiet.
So there, I've had to kind of.
So does God answer prayers today?
Yes, I believe, and I in order to carve out that Jesus can time
and that He does.
But it hadn't always been
past
that way.
Nearly before, 20 years,
I used to learn that I drop off the kids to school, I come home, pop the kettle on
Jesus to answer my
prayers, and that He'll do that through a variety of ways.
How do you find a regular time?
Well, I've also learned that it doesn't matter where in your diary, any one of us is in our relationship with Him.
Really, really,
Jesus still hears whether our faith in Him is almost non-existent, whether it's small and embryonic,
maybe it's or
whether it's something that's grown over a life.
I tend to work more in rhythms or
on the subject of answered prayer.
The thing, the key.
But essentially, they do the same thing.
So I don't kind of have a diary appointment to get up and do my prayer routine,
but I do, and it's become a rhythm and pattern in my life. Here's the joy, though. If you diarise it, or if you sit as a rhythm or a routine,
Father, we thank you.
Think about it. We regularly talk to you in prayer.
We can know you as Father,
and what we find is that prayer just starts to happen.
And we thank you, Lord. That's not just a one-sided conversation.
Jesus used to get up early.
It's something that we read numerous times in the Bible.
As a partnership,
he would go out to quiet or solitary.
But when we pray, you promise to hear us.
When you pray, it doesn't matter as much as we thank you,
because we look back,
whether you're doing it early in the morning,
over the many years,
middle of the day,
perhaps
answered
prayers we've seen in our lives,
all of those different times historically,
that we hold on to those prayers where the answers have been no.
So that's the first thing,
where our understanding is not
yet. The second I'd add to that is find a regular
place. Why you've answered the way.
Again, it doesn't matter where, whether that's on the tube,
and sometimes the discomfort,
the pain, your bed, wherever it is. Consistency helps.
And Lord, I pray, help us to all continue.
You can't quite sit, but just off camera,
there is a chair pissed in the corner.
Grow in our
office.
Faith.
In
our
that is where I sit,
trusting
each
in
and every day.
Your ability
morning
to
pray.
Things
I come in, I light a candle.
In your capacity
for me,
to make
having somewhere quiet is really helpful.
Maybe you don't have that
Jesus
quiet
name.
Place. Then I love Susanna Wesley had this most amazing thing. She had like a gabillion children, and she would throw a tea towel or her apron over her head. And they knew that when she had that over her head, that was her prayer time, and Mum was not to be disturbed. I don't know what the 21st century equivalent is, but I'm sure we can find one. As I say, it can be anywhere. It could be as you walk the dog, it could be as you commute. But again, consistency helps your mind to focus in, this is what happens here and at this time of day. And it's just sort of taking away some of the need to think in addition. And I would say aim for a daily habit. Why is that? It's not to kind of prove we're super holy, but actually, on a very practical note, if you miss one day, A, don't beat yourself up. You can simply pick it up again the next day, and you let the routine do the heavy lifting for you. Lastly, you just need to find the right resource to support you. Now, you've already heard some fantastic resources shared already. And I would say you just need to pick one and have a go. Within our reading this morning, Jesus gives us the Lord's Prayer, and that is the most brilliant starting place. You can simply start by setting a timer and simply praying the Lord's Prayer. That's the most fantastic way to start a rhythm of prayer. I think more likely Jesus intended it as a pattern for us to pray, and you can use its structure. So just think through the familiar words and use them as a diving off point. So, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Just start with some prayer words of praise and worship. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. You can pray for the people and places that we'd love to see God make a difference in. Give us this day our daily bread. It's an opportunity to pray for our own daily needs. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Again, it's good to include a time of confession within your prayer, asking God for forgiveness for yourself, but also the help to forgive others as well. And lastly, do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. Perhaps that's an opportunity to bring to God all the bigger stuff going on outside of just that day in our lives. The things that we are finding difficult and challenging and we need to ask for his help in. Now, if you're a words person, Then finding a daily liturgy. Stephanie's already mentioned Church of England's daily prayer. For me, it's been the Northumbria community's morning prayer. Like, having the words and not having to think about them is an enormous help. Perhaps, again, you're more of an audio person and you prefer to listen to something and then kind of pray along and respond. Stephanie's mentioned that the Church of England's daily prayer app will speak and do those prayers and you can respond. Similarly, Lectio 365, at various points during the day, it's an opportunity just to kind of pop your headphones on, have a listen and pray and respond. And again, you're letting other people's words do some of that heavy lifting. But all of those resources have texture. None of them are just a laundry list of asking. There's always kind of a balance within them, which is a really important thing to find in our prayer. We're going to pop lots of links, and indeed we've updated our website as well with resources you can go and click on and find. We'll pop those links in the chat before we finish, but I'm going to hand back to Alison as we round out this morning.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Stephanie. So I hope you find it helpful to have input from different perspectives and different voices in this really important topic. Summary is, keep it simple, keep it honest, keep it going. The main thing is, have a go. And if you're not sure where to begin, if you're feeling worried about it and you don't quite know how to start, please do come and speak to one of us, or Susie or Helen or your home group leader. Speak to someone and we will try to support you to find a way to do this, because it's such a gift and will help you so much in your journey of faith. We'd love to talk to you about that. So I'm just going to pray in response, and I'll close off with the words of the Lord's Prayer from the Message version of the Bible, which I think just gives us a different angle on those familiar words. Lord, we thank you so much that we can talk to you and hear from you. We thank you that you aren't a God who is at a distance, but you're right here with us, and you want to know us and for us to know you. We ask that you would show each one of us how you want us to grow in prayer. And we pray that we would all be inspired to find different ways of interacting in this Lent period and beyond. Our Father in heaven, reveal who you are. Set the world right. Do what's best. As above, so below. Keep us alive with 3 square meals. Keep us forgiven with you and forgiving others. Keep us safe from ourselves and the devil. You're in charge. You can do anything you want. You're ablaze in beauty. Yes, yes, yes.